Now, another classic WFIL air check.
Dr. Don Rose!
Watch for music, WFIL!
1973!
Continues to go on. That beat was going on before I got here. It'll be going on after I leave, because today is the last show on the way to San Francisco and KFRC. The beat will go on. I mean, where else in the world but Philadelphia can you find Italian records on the jukeboxes in Chinese restaurants? Where else in the world could you drive for 10 miles on the Schuylkill Expressway and never leave the scene of an accident? Where else could you find women cab drivers that ask you how far you want to go?
Susan McIntyre.
Dr. Don Rose.
Now, who can I turn to? By Bob and Carol and Ted and Alan.
I've been feeling half too well.
We're going to get it on. WFIL always gets it on. It's 7:08, Festival of Fur time. First fur for you coming up here in just a couple minutes. And there you are. Great record right there. That's from the soundtrack of Rockwell Welch's new movie, Under the Big Top. Good morning from Diddy on.
7900.
Or if you're interested in developed land, I've got a house for sale in Cherry Hill. Just see Frank Narciso. Variable cloudiness today. Sunny and cool tonight and sunny for tomorrow. High of 77. It's 66 on the outside right now. This is really my favorite time of the year. And one of the real things I'm going to miss around here is those long Sunday drives after Mass to get out, you know, when the leaves are changing color. It's really a beautiful, beautiful time of year. 66 on the outside right now, going to 77.
The commission has ordered that the Harlow's management cease and desist from this practice.
This voice makes WFIL News.
Forbes finally got underway yesterday in his first attempt to fly from coast to coast. The balloon kept moving for 5 hours, but when the breeze died, he dropped into a farmer's field in Crow, Oregon. Matt Brenner, WFIL News.
Oh, how embarrassing, Matt. Excuse me, I gotta wing my way over to Wawa's. We say WFIL News, time 7:18.
To you by the Wawa Food Markets. Alan Stone, WFIL News.
Dr. Don Rose, WFIL Music.
People!
Yes, oh, I'm sorry to be to shout at you. This is Dr. Donald D. Rose at 722, WFIL Festival of Fur Time. First fur coming up here in just a little while. Well, as we have said, and as you probably read in the newspaper, this is the last Dr. Don Rose show on WFIL. It was an offer I couldn't refuse, friends, from KFRC in San Francisco. And they're at 610 on the dial, and if you're ever out there, you're invited to tune us in. But for God's sakes, don't dial 610 here. There's awful static on the radio.
Hey, if you could all know me.
The only way to fly, friends, from Philly, United offers you more cities than any other airline. Call United Airlines or your travel agent. Catch me on Flight 69, nonstop to San Francisco, come 9:45 on Sunday morning. Kay and I are going to fly out and see if we can't find a suitable place to live out there. They say that there's some good place now. Where's the word they say? The San Andrea Fault or something like that. Ah, we don't worry about things like that. Listen, I have received a few letters in the last week saying, a lot of nice things for which I'm very, very appreciative. But I got a letter yesterday that kind of disturbed me a little bit. It said, when you go, we're never going to tune in WFIL again. And I really felt kind of badly about that because, well, you maybe hear me on the air, but this is not really my show. It's kind of a team. And it starts with the boss downstairs who's been just out of sight to me over the past years and done things that I'll just never be able to pay him back or forget in my entire life. And then there are guys like Bruce Northwood that really handles the whole thing around here. He's my producer. And there's guys like Alan Stone that are just out of sight, and they're going to be here. The team is going to be here, friends, and it's going to work out. I don't know who's going to take my place Monday morning, but tune in and find out. There's something to look forward to, right? Right?
WFIL, Philadelphia. Non-stop music.
When I was a child.
Dr. Don Rose loves you like a rock. So how can I leave? Well, it's not easy, friends. 7:31, 29 minutes before 8 o'clock, Festival of Fur time. I'm a very valuable disc jockey, as a matter of fact. You probably can understand that from the sound of my voice. One time I got $20 a word. That's when I talked back to a judge.
Here's what's happening with the WFIL Boss Jocks.
I'd like to say just a word about the Jersey Jai at Paula 6 High School. Saturday night, I will be there. It'll be the last chance to say goodbye to all of the thousands and thousands of kids that have supported us through the years. So come on out and see us. Next week, it'll be taken over by George Michael and Dave Parks. So everybody continue to boogie at Paula 6 on Saturday nights. And then Sunday night, the Daver gets it on with another great open mixer at the Concord Ballroom, 7049 Frankfort Avenue, guys 18, gals 16. And Sunday night, Joel Denver invites you to rock and roll at Joseph's Caterers, Horsham Road in Horsham. And don't forget the area's newest discotheque, now open at the Capri Motor Inn in Jeffersonville, The Image with Tommy Tyler. Commercial appearances by the Boss Jocks,
Stiller and Mirra.
When I think of all we've been through for the past 5.5 years, the good times, like the marathons and the walkathons, and the bad times, like the school closings and those snowy days, and when we held each other's heads when we were sick, it's been a lot. For Dr. Don Rose at 7:38, 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Forgive me if I play some great tunes this morning. Some of the things I'll miss about Philadelphia, the warm and beautiful people that we've come to know and love the last 5.5 years, those beautiful fall drives after Mass on Sunday with the leaves changing and the beautiful autumn colors, and the warm friends that have stood by us in the good times and bad throughout the time, and watching the family grow up and watching them go to school over at J.F. Cooper with one of the nicest guys in the world, his principal, Mr. Sant. Matter of fact, my youngest son, Johnny, was 2 years old when he came to town, and since we've been here, he's grown another foot. It really looks weird with 3 feet, too. See your RCA dealer, or see his RCA XL100 that's been running around the clock since September 13th. It's got great color and great reliability, and you can get it, too, from Mort Farr, 119 South 69th Street in Upper Darby. And that's the one thing that I haven't had much time to do this fall, is watch television. Been getting together with friends and relatives. Last Tuesday night, didn't get a chance to tell you, but we were over at our next-door neighbor's, Musumeci's, and she makes spaghetti like you wouldn't believe. And with the wines and the whole thing, it was a great night. And then Wednesday night, and I didn't say anything about it yesterday because, well, you know, it's a drag to talk about leaving and everything, but about 40 record promotion men from around town and a lot of my friends that are with other radio stations in the area got together over at the Sheraton Post Inn in Cherry Hill, and we had a thing that lasted until like 3 a.m. in the morning, so I didn't say anything about it yesterday, but I did make it for the program anyway. So anyway, that's what's going on. Variable cloudy is going on today, clear, cool tonight, and sunny tomorrow with a high 77, 66 on the outside right now.
On Tuesday of next week, I have asked for a meeting with the governor to try to take the lead, frankly, in solving the budgetary problem.
This voice makes WFIL News. WFIL temperature 66. To you by the Beacons Moving and Storage Company. Alan Stone, WFIL News. Dr. Don Rose, WFIL Music.
I knew a girl like that one time. She wore support stockings, girdle, and padded bra. No matter which way she falls, she leaves skid marks. 7:53, 7 minutes to 8 o'clock with one last hurrah from Dr. Don Rose and Country Western Days now at Cherry Hill Mall. Come celebrate their 12th birthday with countrywide music. Hourly shows from 1 to 7 o'clock each day for 8 days. Pitch horseshoes without the horses, please. Enjoy the cactus display. I got stuck on that one time myself. And the old wagon exhibit with win-free guitars or a free trip to the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. No purchase necessary. Names, drawn at random or some other fine New Jersey town. All part of the fun planned for you. Strawbridge and Clothier, Bamberger's, and all of the great stores are ready to fill your every shopping need. So come celebrate Cherry Hill Mall's 12th birthday today.
The only answer, Ballantine.
Wouldn't mind having a case of that answer right now. Brewed by P. Ballantine Brewing Company, Cranston, Rhode Island. And send your complimentary samples to Dr. Don Rose at WFIL. They'll forward it on. Because this is it, friends, the last day at WFIL. And while we think a few deep philosophical thoughts, on with the program. Variable cloudiness, clear and cool tonight. High 77. Going to get down to fur cold weather soon. And we got another one to give away here coming up in just a little while. Yeah, it just occurred to me, maybe fish don't like the way we smell either. Please, editor's note, this is not a rain dance. No rain, please. Going to San Francisco. And listen, my great uncle Sam Andres Rose lived in San Francisco. He was there during the earthquake in 1906, and his zip code changed three times.
56.
Talented guys in our business has been for years. Nice to see him back with another big smash. The talent of Bob Dylan. I could put you in my suitcase and take you with me. 802 at WFIL Festival Fur Time. The last hurrah, the last time around. The end of an era for Dr. Don Rose at WFIL.
Susan McIntyre.
Dr. Don Rose.
Remember that name. You may never hear it again. Seriously, there are a lot of things I'm going to miss, like the street signs that tell you how to yell for help in three languages. Like picking up the telephone and finding the area code is busy. 805 at WFIL.
Angie.
Angie, I want you.
You can't say we never tried.
That's Mick Jagger who got his start sniffing library paste. It's 808 at WFIL. Dr. Don Rose in the last program. And every time I get a little depressed, I dig out my old application and read what a great guy I am. Good morning. Going to be variable cloudy. It's sunny and clear today with a high 77 degrees.
Start off.
But hurry, the sale ends on Monday, October 8th. Well, I've told you about some of the things that I'm going to miss about Philadelphia, and I guess it's only fair that I tell you about the things I won't miss, like the 60-cent toll booth over the Ben Franklin Bridge that's been paid for years, the drive to the Philadelphia airport, and the chuck holes in the streets that, given enough time, have destroyed personally two cars of mine completely. I've got a great suggestion for our city fathers. Let's not build any more new roads till we get the old ones fixed.
W-F-I-L.
Can't leave without playing this one.
Is that we would cut down the opportunities for a flare-up. We understand that the situation is critical right now.
Alan Stone, WFIL News.
Dr. Don Rose, WFIL Music. Yes, a little at the best of us, folks, and today's the day Dr. Don Rose puts an egg in his shoe and beats it. 8:21. Sorry about that. 21 minutes after 8 o'clock at WFIL. Asked the boss for a little something to jingle before I left, so he gave me a sack of washers.
On the mall.
0216. You believe in fate? It was exactly 1 year ago today that I said I got to say goodbye temporarily to having some heart surgery done. And believe it or not, it was exactly 1 year ago today, Friday, which happened last year, fall on the 6th of October, but the first Friday of the month of October. So 1 year later, Rose has packed his bags and ready to depart for KFRC in San Francisco. And when I think of the times last winter, lying in bed, maybe you remember, about once a week or twice a week, I'd call Joe Niagara, who was doing the show, and say, what my condition was and everything. And then the phone call stopped, and I never really had a chance to tell you why. And the reason why is that things got pretty bad. And doggone it, I hate bummers. You can't leave them laughing. You know, that's pretty sad. So we forgot about it for a while, and things did work out. And old Rose made it back. And now, they say that if you take away a man's dreams, you kill him more effectively than with a gun. I gotta go along with that. So why is Rose picking up and heading off for California? Just like the man from La Mancha, friends.
To dream the impossible dream.
WFIL, Philadelphia. Non-stop music.
Thinking about sewing up a
header today.
Yeah, Colonial Penn Group is a participant in WFIL's 24-hour bike marathon. Enter to win a 10-speed racer by sending a card to Colonial Penn Group, Inc., care of WFIL 4100 City Line Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Said to one of our girls, I mean, I show you a brochure, and she says, no, I'm in Women's Lib, and we don't wear them anymore.
Whack, whack.
Women's Lib dance. First, you take a man by the nose.
Dr. Don Rose.
8:33, 27 minutes to 9 o'clock with variable cloudiness and a high today of 77 degrees. 67 on the outside right now. Even though I go, I leave somewhat of a photograph for you to contemplate.
Every time I see you.
Just a faded photograph. Wanted to make sure I was doing the right thing, so I had a gypsy read my palm yesterday. I didn't like what she saw, so I'm having my hand removed. 8:36, 24 minutes to 9 o'clock, Dr. Don Rose. Lou the Bell is tremendously upset today. She just found out that they're not going to let her fly first class from here to California. In fact, she's going out by truck. Well, anyway, yeah, there's one thing I got to say. I was talking to Long John Wade the other night at the party, all of the record promotion men and a lot of my friends had before I left, and he said that a lot of his students at the broadcasting school will be listening today and, to find out. I mean, they teach you everything in broadcasting, but they never teach you how to say goodbye. Well, we're in kind of unfamiliar ground. I really don't know myself, but if it's any help for anyone interested in broadcasting, and I had a young lady stop by this morning who was going to become a newscaster. Her name is Cindy Katz, and if it's any help at all, I graduated from college in 1956, started off in broadcasting in a little town called Beatrice, Nebraska, which is a town of about 5,000 people, and I got paid 75 cents an hour, and believe me, I was the most overpaid guy in radio. And after that, I went on to the big town. I went to Omaha, Nebraska, at KOIL, and my boss there fired me after about 6 weeks. So I figured, well, you know, that can happen to anyone. So I went down to San Antonio, Texas, and worked for Gordon McClendon at KTSA. And I worked there about 2 months, and Gordon McClendon came to town. And the old Scotchman took one listen, and he says, that guy's on the air now, fire him. So after a start like that, I finally make it to Philadelphia. And I'm happy to say that when I came to town, I didn't have a nickel in my pocket. Now I've got a nickel in my pocket. Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Whether it's the midnight train to Georgia or United Airlines Flight 69 leaving Philadelphia International Airport at 9:45 on Sunday morning, nonstop to San Francisco. But I'm leaving a good part behind, friends.
Tonight is not going to be an X-rated political show. It's just going to be PG, fellas. So if you have to go somewhere, go ahead.
This voice makes WFIL News. Alan Stone reporting. Vice President Spiro Agnew at a Chicago fundraiser where he was expected to make some substantive comment on his current problems, but told newsmen right off that he would not. Here in the morning on WFIL, that ends today, as I guess all things inevitably must. During my 27 years here, I've worked with many talented people, but believe me, none more talented nor more enjoyable to work with. Don, I want to wish you the best, even as I know you will have it. WFIL News Time, 8:47. 67. Alan Stone, WFIL News.
Dr. Don Rose, WFIL Music.
Mama, she always
you got to me. You really did, you know. Took all those years and all of that time. And, you know, there are lots of times that a morning disc jockey has an awful time getting up in the morning. And I can't remember ever calling Jay Cook, my boss, and saying, Jay, forget it, I can't make it today. So I just came and sounded terrible on the air instead. The gang from FIL just brought up a fantastic cake. And it says, good luck on your moveless new job for the gang at WFIL. And, you know, there are lots of reasons for going, but there are a lot of reasons for staying. And I guess probably the greatest reason of all is everybody here at WFIL. Thanks.
Gimbel's presents the word.
852. Time's getting a little short. But I gotta work this tune in because it says quite a little bit too. Sly and the Family Stone. You want me to stay? Well, we'll talk about that in just a minute. If you want me to stay. It's 8:55, 5 minutes to 9 o'clock. Well, the old Rose philosophy is to leave them laughing. That is particularly hard to do at this time because, well, let me just put it this way. WFIL is a very, very special radio station. And for those that are going to be behind after I leave, I mean this very sincerely, it is a great radio station. A lot of radio stations have a lot of problems, and I guess every place I've ever worked in the past has had little petty jealousies between the people and things like that. And I would say, and I can say it very truthfully, that there is less of that at WFIL than any place I've ever been in my entire life. So how come Rose is going? Two reasons. Number one, they made me an offer I couldn't refuse, and I mean that sincerely. It looks like an opportunity of a lifetime. Although I can't help but think of a guy from Pittsburgh that was in this position a few years back, Reg Cording. Maybe you know him. Maybe you've heard of him. He was a legend in Pittsburgh, an absolute legend. He went to Los Angeles, and that was the last anybody ever heard of him. He didn't quite cut the thing, and he didn't make it. But doggone it, for everybody that is remaining in Philadelphia while I go on, we're going to show them that a Philadelphia guy can make it out there, too. And I want to close with a card. I received two copies of this same card, and it touched me like I've never been touched before by any card. Let me read it to you. Once in a while, we meet someone who stands out from the rest of the flock, someone who flies higher and faster and further than we ever thought possible and helps us to do the same, someone like you. And I say to the rest of the guys, every DJ on the staff, I challenge you to fly higher and faster and farther because you can make it too.
At the end of a rainbow.
WFIL, Philadelphia.
From Turner, famous56.com.